We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A gas leak in northwest Wichita. We've got the story.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. One person is dead, another in critical condition following a single vehicle crash near Derby.
Big drug bust at Newton High School. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. That Arctic weather pattern we've been in is finally weakening and moving on out. Warmer air returns. Our forecast is coming up.
A gas leak and residents evacuated near 17th and Chambers in northwest Wichita. Around 4:30 this morning, 911 dispatch sent first responders to the report of a building collapse in the 11,000 block of West 17th. A residential area. Sedgwick County Clerk Kelly Arnold tells KNSS News.
We live at an intersection that kind of has a T, and we have a drunk driver who did not turn at the intersection and drove straight into my neighbor's house, which has now caused a gas leak in the neighborhood.
Arnold went to IHOP to wait out the emergency. Several houses in the neighborhood have been evacuated. No injuries reported. One person is dead, another in critical condition following a single vehicle crash in southeast Sedgwick County Wednesday night.
Authorities say the crash happened just before 10 p.m. near 79th Street South and 127th Street East, which is just east of Derby. Rescue crews say the crash left two people pinned after their vehicle crashed into a tree. Investigators are working to determine what caused the crash. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Five juveniles and two adults were arrested yesterday morning after a Harvey County Drug Task Force investigation at Newton High School. Those arrests come after 2 months of investigation by Newton Police, Harvey County Sheriff's Office, and USD 373. KSN News spoke with Police Chief Eric Murphy.
We've seen a spike in some violent activity, and part of that has been associated with drug usage and sales.
The suspects arrested yesterday attend Newton High or have recently withdrawn. Two additional arrest warrants are still outstanding.
The city of Wichita has established a new citizen review board. City Manager Robert Layton says the board will review citizen complaints and police department policy and practices.
Recent incidents make today's announcement timely. I want to assure the public that we've heard you and your concerns. We continue to hear you, and we're committed to taking appropriate steps and actions to improve the policies, procedures, training, and tactics of our police department.
Police Chief Gordon Ramsey says this is a practice we're seeing more of nationwide.
The number of review boards are growing. I think we're around 100 nationally or so. And you know, and my philosophy is that we police with the consent of the people. So I welcome the oversight, citizen involvement in what we're doing, looking at our policies and our practices and asking those tough questions. So I'm really excited for this board to get up and running.
The seven members on the board are all appointed by the city manager, representing a cross-section of genders, races, and occupations throughout the community. All board meetings will be open to the public.
A teenage boy was shot in North Wichita. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says it happened early Tuesday evening west of 27th and Hillside.
Officers were dispatched to a shooting call in the 2600 block of East Conquest. When officers arrived, they made contact with a 16-year-old male who had a gunshot wound to his leg. He had stated that he was walking in Grove Park and two unknown males had approached him, and he was then shot in the leg.
Teenager was hospitalized and is expected to recover.
President Trump thanked Kansas Senator Bob Dole for his service to the country at Dole's ceremony to receive the Congressional Gold Medal.
You're a friend. You are a patriot, a hero, a leader, and today you have become a recipient of the Congressional Gold Medal. It's an honor to be with you, Bob. Thank you for your service. Thank you very much.
The medal is the highest honor given to a civilian.
President Trump tells Reuters a government shutdown could happen as Republican leaders work to avoid one.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's looking for a deal the president supports, but argues the president has not yet indicated what he would sign. Mercedes Schlapp, a top advisor to President Trump, telling Fox News at night,
"This is the responsibility of Congress to ensure that they produce a product, something that the president can support. It's something that we haven't seen yet."
The sticking point, DACA. Democrats demand that any funding bill include protections for illegal immigrants brought here as children. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly met Wednesday with the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and other Democrats who say those talks produced little progress. Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
A South Carolina law enforcement officer is dead after being shot on the job.
York County Detective Michael Doty has died after he was shot by a man wanted for assaulting his wife. Police say Christian Thomas McCall shot Doty and three SWAT team members, Sergeant Kyle Cummings, who is still recovering from his injuries, as well as Sergeant Randy Clinton and Sergeant Buddy Brown, who are now both in stable condition. McCall was initially charged with three counts of attempted murder for the injury sustained by the three surviving officers, but prosecutors were waiting to see what happened to Detective Doty's medical condition before adding an additional charge. Mike Cantor, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:06, 6 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Wichita State men's basketball team last night trying to fight back in the second half. Trailing, could they complete the comeback? We'll have highlights and hear from coaches and players coming up in sports.
Gas prices on the rise in Kansas. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Kansas motorists are paying a lot more at the gas pumps this week. The average gas price across the state rose to $2.37 a gallon, a 9-cent increase in the past week. The higher prices continue to buck the usual winter trend of decreasing prices at the gas pumps. Jennifer Haw is with AAA.
A lot of it is the demand right now. It has not gone down with the last couple of days of weather we've had around here. That will decrease demand a little bit. When you've still got a lot of people using this resource, when typically this time of year you see demand fall a little bit, it definitely is going to drive that price up.
Haw says Kansas gas prices are 13th lowest in the country. Nationwide, the average gas price rose 4 cents to $2.53 a gallon.
A call to lower limits for drunken driving.
A scientific panel says 10,000 drunken driving deaths a year is entirely preventable. Among the recommendations, states significantly lower their drunken driving threshold. The National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine wants to see it lowered from 0.08 to 0.05. They also recommend states increase alcohol taxes and make alcohol less conveniently available, including cutting the hours and days booze is sold in stores, bars, and restaurants. And there's a call to limit alcohol advertising and marketing. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
A new survey shows some of the differences between cat people and dog people.
Cat people tend to think of themselves as creative, but people who have dogs tend to make more money. So says a new survey from Mars Pet Care, which makes pet products like Pedigree dog food and Whiskas cat food. It also shows that cat people tend to pour their hearts out to their animals more, with 23% admitting they spill their guts to their feline friend, while just 19% of dog owners do that. And it says dogs typically have a greater influence on their owner's decisions than cats do. Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Heaviest traffic here in Wichita I can see right now seems to be on I-135 north and southbound right around 13th Street. Some heavy traffic right there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast now with Kansas State meteorologist Laura Bannon. Good morning, Laura.
Hey, good morning to you. It is a cold start, but seriously not as cold from where we've been earlier this week. Your current temperature in Wichita, 18 degrees under mostly clear skies. Winds are light out of the south at 9. Your actual feels-like temperature, though, is at 7 degrees. We'll keep up the wind through the morning and even into the afternoon, but that's going to allow for things to warm up. The snow on the ground or what's left over will easily melt away. Your end of the afternoon high temperature is only 51 degrees. We're looking at spring-like temperatures as we go into the weekend. So we're definitely on the up and up. We've got a lot of great stuff looking forward to in the weather department.
Not to make this too personal, but I haven't been able to get out and run for a couple of days, and I'm hoping this afternoon maybe I can go in.
You can.
Shorts, maybe? Shorts?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I get cold easily, so I'm not going to talk to you about that. But you know what? Like, I was talking to me, man, if you're a golfer, I'm a golfer too. I don't know if today's the day I'll get out and golf, but you've got to get the thoughts rolling in your head, because you definitely need to get out Saturday to do some golf.
Okay, so high today, close to, well, a little above normal then.
That's
for this
about,
time.
About 10 degrees above normal, 51.
Okay, and what about, well, we're Thursday, so the weekend is looming. Saturday and Sunday, we're looking for more of the same or maybe some moisture.
Saturday, we've got a high of 62, even the 70s across parts of western Kansas.
Woo.
Really, I know this is a serious warm-up, but then when you get that warm, especially this time of year, you know that Mother Nature's up to something. So we do have our next winter storm that's going to come on through. Right now, it's kind of pitiful for Wichita. I'm looking at maybe some areas of drizzle, light rain showers early Sunday morning. We'll catch a break. We could be looking at a light wintry mix Sunday night, but here for us, the impact, the travel impact looks low. I think a lot of the snow and the accumulating snow is going to be from northern Kansas right along I-70. So that could be a travel concern as you go through Sunday night into Monday. But track of that system may change. Just really focus on the warm weather because we deserve it.
All right. Hey, thank you, Laura. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. It is 7:13. Steve and Ted in the morning. In the last 5 years, nearly half of all nursing homes in America have been cited for violations like neglect and mistreatment. Half? With us this morning is Fernando Gutierrez, who is healthcare ethics consultant, and he's a co-author of Guardianship Reality, Who's Looking Out for America's Abandoned, Abused, and Neglected Children and Elderly. Thank you for being with us this morning. We appreciate your time.
Good morning, Stephen.
It is an alarming statistic. Over the past couple of years, I've had experience with nursing homes with my mother, and there are a lot of criticism you can bring to them, but just how bad is the situation, do you think?
Well, in our book, we detail it on Guardianship Reality, but it's rampant, and the reason why is because the consumer doesn't have all the information or has the questions that they need to ask these facilities, because they're not going to volunteer any information. And in our book, we cover not only tell you what to ask for, but how to do it.
You know, and in caring and looking out for my late mother's needs, my brother, Jerry, is a retired EMT, so he knew some pretty good questions to ask those folks at the home.
Yeah, that's what, and you know, most of us will spend more time researching the new automobile, but when it comes to medical treatment for ourselves or for our loved ones, one of my colleagues call it the white collar type of syndrome, where if the doctor said it, you must be true.
Well, and we're talking about a problem with, I'm a baby boomer, and it all of us are looking at our parents right now, or have been, and looking at these problems or the care for our elderly. And we know that, I can tell you that if you don't have the money, it's going to be a tough haul. It's very expensive to get someone in elder health care.
Yes, in Florida, it averages anywhere from $8,000 to $10,000 per month to be in a nursing home care, and we have quite a few people who are what they call Medicaid patients who qualify for Medicaid, and that's one of the questions that we cover, is that you should ask the healthcare advocate, the mother, the father, or the sister or brother should be asking these facilities, is how many Medicaid beds do you have, because that's a good indication of the quality of care your loved one will get.
That is really good, because I happen to ask that question early on in the game and got an answer that I didn't want to hear. So yeah, be prepared and know the right questions then, right?
Yes, and we in our book we ask, you know, a lot of states have these government agencies that do these surveys that are online. We ask them also, you know, what's your staff turnover? Do you have generators to back up in case power goes off? Do you have closed circuit TV so you can either if you have a complaint, they can find out if it has merit or no merit at all. But those are the questions that people need to know. And we always say you should bring a third party who's independent, because it's an emotional decision. Mm-hmm. And as human beings, emotions always overtake the rational thinking.
All right. Listen, thanks for your time this morning. Fernando Gutierrez, co-author of Guardianship Reality, Who's Looking Out for America's Abandoned, Abused, Neglected Children and Elderly. He's a healthcare ethics consultant. And having been through the process, I can tell you he had some good points there, some very helpful points if you're looking at that kind of care for your loved one. And it is an emotional time, no doubt about it. 717 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Sunshine and warmer temperatures across Kansas Wednesday. High temperature yesterday, 34 degrees. Normal high, 42. Not a bad afternoon. I got out and ran a few errands. Didn't run, but I did some errands yesterday. Kind of waiting for some of the ice, more ice to melt. Because when you're walking and running out there and outside, you can slip on the ice and that could be the end. You know what I'm saying? I could break a leg and they'd have to come.
Don't do that.
Oh, don't want to do that. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted, KNSS. Time for sports with Ted Woodward. And I'll tell you, Ted's got some bad news for us this morning, right, Ted?
Yeah, Shocker fans did not leave Coke Arena in a good mood last night.
Wow.
And for the first time in a long time, the Shockers had won 27 straight games at Coke Arena. But that streak came to an end last night as SMU, which had not won a road game all season, came into Wichita State and beat fourth-ranked Shockers. 83-78 was the final score. Shocks were down by 13 points with 4.5 minutes to go and tried to rally, but Wichita State never could find a way to stop SMU's Shake Milton. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl had the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
If SMU scores here, it's over. It's a two-possession game now, and we're under 49 seconds. Milton, one-on-one against Reese. Down the lane, floater, good. Just another great play by Shake Milton. He's got 31. He has been sensational.
Shake Milton ended up with a career-high 33 points. SMU shot 70% from the field in the second half. Shocks just didn't get enough stops. SMU won the game by 5. Landry Shamet led the Shockers with 20 points and 10 assists for a double-double. But the Shocks just could not complete the comeback against the Mustangs last night. Your Shocker head coach, Greg Marshall.
They had a great game plan, and they outplayed us tonight. They outcoached us tonight. And, you know, I've got to figure out what we can do to try to get better. We had some looks. We had some chances. But in the end, they just played better than us tonight. And that's what I told the team. Whoever, from now on, the next, I think it's 12 games after this. What are we, 5-1? We've got 12 games. Every game's going to be that way.
Shockers take the loss, falling out of first place in the conference, down to second place now, a half game behind Cincinnati. The Shocks are now 15-3 overall. After the setback, after the game, Shocker point guard Landry Shamet.
Kind of the beautiful part of this basketball team that, you know, guys in face of adversity, you know, there's not really a lot that needs to be said. We all kind of understand and know. There wasn't a lot of talk in the locker room, but, you know, I guarantee you tomorrow when we get back in the gym for practice, you know, we'll all be on the same page and be working towards the same thing.
Shocks take the loss last night at Coke Arena. JUCO men's basketball last night. Dennis Higgins had the game here on KNSS. Butler Community College trying for its fourth win in a row on the road, but they couldn't quite get it done, losing at Garden City 69-65. As Butler's three-game road winning streak comes to an end. In the NBA last night, the Memphis Grizzlies at home beat the visiting New York Knicks 105-99. A couple of Jayhawks coming off the bench for the Grizzlies. Mario Chalmers had 4 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, and Wayne Selden had 3 points. Back-to-back wins for the Grizzlies. And speaking of the Jayhawks, we have a good KU basketball birthday today. Happy birthday to Bud Stallworth.
Oh, yeah.
Who is 68 years old today. Great KU guard. He was the 1972 Big 8 Player of the Year. In fact, one of those games that year, he scored 50 points against Missouri. Well, any KU Jayhawk that scores 50 against Missouri,
yeah,
is loved for all time in
he
Lawrence.
He gets dinner for life in,
yep,
Lawrence.
Exactly.
Man.
Bud was... his number is retired up at KU. His number 15 hangs in the rafters. Played a few years in the NBA, but he was involved in a car wreck, and that kind of cut his pro career short in 1977.
Yeah.
And a little note about Bud. He can always tell people, too, that he was drafted 5 spots ahead of Dr. J.
Really?
The NBA draft. Yeah.
How about that?
Bud was taken 7th in the draft, and Dr. J was taken 12th by the Milwaukee Bucks. Interesting little note. I started going down the rabbit hole with that one, too. Dr. J had already left college to play in the ABA, and then when he became eligible for the NBA draft, the Bucks drafted him. If Dr. J had signed with the Bucks, he would have been on the same team with Kareem and Oscar Robertson.
Holy man.
And Dr. J could have been on that team.
Nobody would have
but
ever beat him.
But he did not sign with the Bucks. Can you imagine what a super team that would have been?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. But it never happened. Never came to happen. Happy birthday to Bud Stallworth, one of the KU greats. He's 68 today.
Hey, Cars for Charity Rodden Custom Car Show starts tomorrow at 12 noon at Century 2. Goes a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we have a pair of tickets right now worth $24. And we will take a call at 869-1330. 869-1330. If you'd like to go to Cars for Charity Rodden Custom Show, courtesy of Stephen Ted. 722 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. Courts are interfering in the immigration debate. That story more coming up. Stephen Ted, KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.